Blog Talk Radio.
We are poor little lambs who have lost our way. Ba, ba, ba.
This is TwoBlackSheepRadio.com with Bob Granger and Dave Wilkerson. We're being a black sheep is a good thing. You never know what they're going to say.
Is this going to hit us?
We're efforting that as we speak, sir.
What kind of damage are we?
Damage? A total, sir. It's what we call a global killer. The end of mankind. Doesn't matter where it hits. Nothing would survive, not even bacteria.
My God. What do we do?
Well, and isn't that question, what do we do? Hello, everybody. This is Dave Wilkerson with my great friend and mentor, Mr. Bob Granger. Hello, Bob. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. You know, as everybody can tell, the theme for tonight, which Bob found out about, what, about 6:30, Bob?
Yeah, and I'm still confused.
Well, I decided to do it on the movie Armageddon to finish up our movie series. There's going to be a couple other clips in between all of it. But you're going to understand the theme and the reason why I chose this, hopefully, by the time we finish up tonight. Well, if not, worst case, we're going to make sure you have a good time. And we know what that means. So, Bob, what did you do the last week between our last show and tonight so we can really get rolling good tonight?
Well, I'm telling you, it's an easy recovery except for what I'm looking forward to, right? Not looking forward to. You know, the weather's beautiful, right? I mean, that's exciting. Gorgeous. Finally got the Chevy out, you know, so that's good to get the Chevy out on the road. You know, so all this is good. The thing is, though, today I finally had a chance to just take a walk around the property. You know, just to
yep.
see exactly
oh, yeah.
what has to be done. Oh man,
it's a lot.
I'm not excited to recover from what's going to have to get done with groundwork. Still have a few things to do. You know, for the finalized the boat. It was all done except a couple of little things. So that has to be done. I'm going to get rid of the camp up on Cayuga Lake. Well, maybe after a couple more times up there. You know.
Yeah, we got to have a couple more at least.
Yeah. Just a little bit more. But, you know, so, you know, like, it's going to be a while to recover from everything that's coming up. But, you know, but things are good, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. You know, it's been a good week. Well, you know, I've been traveling. In fact, I'm back in Hershey, PA again. You know, I've been gone for about 2 weeks on the road. That's how people could tell I'm starting to feel a little better. But I was hoping to. You talk about walking around your property. I was hoping to go open up the lake house, but I think you saw some of the pictures. There still wasn't a chance because I was there, what was it, on Friday. It was last Friday, a week ago, and there were still about 2.5 to 3 feet of snow on the lake road, so I couldn't get in. So I was like, okay. So I'm trying to queue back up this week and see if I can, you know, go out there and get things cleaned up and give you and I a place to hang out and have a blast this summer.
I'm ready. Of course, then again, I am always ready.
That's what I heard about you, Bob. That's what I heard. So where'd you go this week? What'd you do?
Well, actually, it was interesting. This past weekend, I went out Friday night and set up. We did a franchise show. A few of us did a franchise show. I was only able to stay there the morning of Saturday. You know, we were in with some, you know, we were a networking part of the show. But mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I thought people's minds were more open than I've seen in the past. You know, and Laura got a few new people in her business. In fact, we went out to Denbury, Connecticut, to give them some training and do the plan out there, you know, on Tuesday night.
I know that.
Yep. And it was good. It's been busy all week, but I like busy, Dave. You know, it just it keeps you alive. You know, I like it.
Busy's good.
Yeah. But that was it. And got my taxes done. Taxes are all done, so I'm fine there.
Well, I don't know about ever being fine with that tax part. You know, it's funny that you know, we brought it up because here's another clip from this great movie. Listen to this, and you'll appreciate the fact that today is day after tax day.
Okay.
We'll do it. They've made a few requests, though, such as Oscar here has got some outstanding parking tickets, and Max would like you to bring back 8-track tapes. Not sure if that's going to work. Yeah, one more thing. None of them want to pay taxes again. Ever.
See, now, wouldn't that be great if we could do that? You know, say, yeah, we'll save the world. We just really don't want to pay taxes. You know, that was part of the reason why I had to come back to Hershey. Because, you know, as always, my accountant always files an extension for me just because he throws his hands up in the air every time he gets all of my different things. He goes, okay, this is a new company. Where'd this come from? I said, well, I told you about this 6 months ago. And he goes, okay. He said, well, that's like another $15,000. I said, hey, that's what you get paid for. And he goes, okay, extension. You know, so I got 6 more months, even though I had to write out a big check yesterday. That's always fun, you know. But I would prefer to save the world and no taxes.
Oh yeah, that would be awesome. But we all, you know, actually, the tax system we have is completely broken. If they would just go with a flat tax, prorate it, you know, based on people's income, and have no write-offs. You know, and have no write-offs. Just no write-offs. You know, if you want to go out and buy somebody lunch, it's on you. That's showbiz. You know, just do. I'm telling you, it'd be so much easier.
Well, that's definitely part of the problem. And listen, we're going to sort of again gear everything towards network marketing. And even when we talk about those things, you want to have things that you don't have to think twice about. And wouldn't it be nice, Bob, if all I did was everything we went out there, I bought you lunch, I bought you a drink. And that's how I paid our fair taxes based on everything we purchased. And then we could focus on doing the good stuff and not worry about it. I wouldn't have had to rush back to Hershey just to write a check. I could have just stayed out where I was. I was kidding about the fact that I saw you in Danbury, Connecticut for a brief second. You know, you made a mistake of saying you were going to be there. And I told my good friend Charlie Melch I'd come down and we'd discuss his marina and help him with some marketing ideas. And so I snuck into that Danbury, into the hotel where the meeting was, and I think you were a little surprised at first when I was there, sort of like a stalker. I'm a celebrity stalker of Granger, the Lone Ranger.
It was great seeing you, but you did notice how I exited immediately after that plan.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you were rude. You know, I mean,
you
were
bailing out the door. That's not rude. That's called intelligent.
No, that's just rude, man. That's rude. I'm sorry. That's rude. You know, you could come in and you could say, guys, you know, I can't have a drink or anything, but I just want to come in and say goodbye to her and leave. But no, instead, you know, you go the week
you know
and you're
difficult
running out
that
the
is.
Door.
I know how you guys are.
We're pretty persuasive. We're pretty good.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, I get how that is. You know, but it was a great week for running around, and again, the I had to top down a bunch of times, and you know, just looking forward to the summer after a very, very long winter, very long.
Yeah, everybody's mood's changing right now. It's great to see. Yeah, everybody's excited about it, at least people in the Northeast anyway.
Well, and hopefully that will help people as they go out there and talk to others about their business. You know, and we're gonna talk about how Armageddon. And let me tell you the theme of the reason that I came up with this. And again, you know, Bob was saying, okay, now I know I've seen this movie, and it just remind me. And I said, no. I said, I'm gonna have fun with it. I'm just going to throw stuff at you because I want you to react the way I know that. I mean, you're good at what you do, Bob. I'm not worried about you.
Yeah. Well, actually, the best thing I remember about the movie is it had a great cast.
Wonderful.
I mean, oh my gosh, it was a terrific cast. I also remember one of the things I remember about it is that I think most of the heroes died. I hate movies like that.
Yeah, they did. You know, I mean, yeah, there's no question. We know Bruce Willis did, except I've seen him in movies since, so I think it's make believe. So it's entertainment.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, I know, but I take these things serious. I'm an emotional guy, you know.
Yeah, you've been talking about that. I'm going to have to send you to one of the Nicholas Sparks movie marathons and see how you make through that. That will be interesting. You know, listen, there's a couple fun clips I'm going to play in a second from Armageddon. But again, I just want to emphasize two real simple things. You know, there was about 2 years ago, I wrote a little article, okay? And the article was about comparing putting together a movie with building a network marketing business. And you and I talked about this a little bit today, but, you know, the bottom line is I looked at when, you know, they're making these movies that, so what if it does $30 million or $500 million? They still do fundamentally the same way. They have a system in place that all of a sudden someone has an idea, they write the script, they get the green light to go make the movie, and then things get crazy. Then they start pulling in their team members. They start pulling people they maybe worked with in the past, you know, whether it be actors or the behind-the-scenes people or the cinematographers, all that group come together. And what's amazing to me is what they accomplish on the hope that all the effort they're putting into something is going to pay out big when it's released, finally, maybe 1, 2, in some cases, 3 years after they did the final cuts, final production.
Yeah. It's really amazing. You know, it's amazing that, I don't know, I every time I look at these things, these productions, these major productions, there's so much coordination in that stuff. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. That's why, like you say, you have to have that system in place. Everybody knows what's going on. It's awesome.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, you put that not only the system in place, but everybody knows exactly what they should do. And everybody has different talents. And I was paralleling that to my ambit business, where I was talking about I have certain people that are detail-oriented, other people that, you know, detail, what's detail? You know, I mean, they're just running with it. But together...
Yeah.
They became a strong unit. It became like a top-selling movie because of the fact that everybody had their own little place in it, and they merged and worked together. And, you know, you're doing that with the hope that 2 or 3 years down the road, all of your effort is going to pay out in a big way. And, you know, I could say, thankfully, after close to 5 years, you know, with Ambit, you know, it has worked out that way for me. All last week, I think I was able to do about maybe an hour and a half with Ambit-related business, and yet I got that huge residual check that came in on the 15th, which the government, I think, appreciates more than I do. But, you know, so.
Well, you know, one thing that's
and
nice
you and
about
I
it
always
too is
put
that,
together our own movie, don't we, Bob?
Absolutely, we do. But, you know, it's interesting, too, Dave, is that everybody gets to feast off other people's strengths, and then they can develop their weaknesses into strengths. That's the beauty of that.
Well, and, you know, you do get sometimes we get somebody is so focused on the details, and then you get somebody comes and says, out of my way, and listen to this clip.
What's the problem?
I don't know.
What's wrong?
Fix it now! We got no time! What?
What's that?
Where are you going?
Oh, come on. We're staying, we're going. Make up your mind.
Damn it, Sharp. Get out of here now. You got less than 3 minutes.
Oh, come on, Watts. Come on.
Blow the bomb, Harry. We're with you.
You're stuck, yes?
Back off. You don't know the components.
The components. American components. Russian components. All made in Taiwan.
We can tie for ignition, Freedom.
Houston, we've got no fire.
What does that mean?
It means we got a busted ship.
A busted ship? And I'm strapped in here? I had a great spot picked out there.
Freedom, you fire that engine. If there's not a way, you find a way. The clock's ticking.
Let's go. Let's fire that engine, Freedom. We got less than a minute. Don't think I won't blow this thing.
Sharp, get out of here. It's getting bad down here.
I know how to fix it. Please move. I have to take you away if you don't move.
What? You gotta get that shuttle started. You gotta fire it up now.
Damn it, Shep! Get off this rock!
I'm telling you, please move! This is how we fix problems in the Russian space station! Because I don't want to stay here anymore! Yes! Finally! We can go home!
Now... You know, if you remember that part in the movie, here it was, she's going through her manual, she's looking at all the different logs, you know, what should I do with the circuits, and he takes his big wrench and he starts beating the heck out of it. because he was ready. It was like, okay, you go through all the details. You try to figure out. You learn everything about the comp plan. I want it done. I'm going for it, you know.
I know.
He plays such great character actors, too. You know, the guy plays all the Russian. He usually plays all the Russian, you know, the mob guys, the mafia, the Russian mafia guys. So he's pretty sharp, though. You know, it's fun to see.
Which guy was that?
See, now you're going to ask me specific names, you know. I thought we had an agreement not to do that. But, okay, it's the guy that has the – he looks like a Russian, and he has, like, a Russian beard. That guy.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's crystal clear now.
Well, he's played, like, in all the TV series, Person of Interest. He played on – what's that great one with Slater?
I can't remember either.
Yeah, he's a sharp guy. But, you know, what we're talking about more than anything is sometimes you just have to just make a calculated gamble and move forward. Too many people, they try to figure this thing out. They spend so much time doing it. And, Bob, I know you, for one, don't know half of the stuff that's available in the back office to look at, and I don't think it's hampered your business any. Am I right?
No, I still don't know. You know, and you know, it's
good.
You know, networking is a simple business. It really is, and people make it just way too difficult. They do, you know.
Well, maybe that why isn't strong enough. You know, and again, bringing it back to the movie. I mean, they talk about if we don't do something. It's not like you could get hurt. It's going to get annihilated. The entire world was going to disappear. So, I mean, if you had that type of thing, when you went into your network marketing business, right, and the first thing you did is they signed and went through all the stuff, and you said, okay, now listen, it's a little bit different this time. You know, we don't have an enrollment fee, but, you know, you are required to just save the world, okay? I mean, and if you don't, it really doesn't matter because we're all going to be gone anyhow. So can you do that? You know, I mean, first everybody panic, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's when I first looked at this, Dave, you know, I said, I'm going to find out. I'm going to give it the shot. See, these guys were giving it the shot. They had to give it the shot. I love it.
Well, there's no choice, but, you know, I think that sometimes is the difference. You know, we always say that your why has got to be really, really strong, and the reason being is just that. Otherwise, people will throw in the towel. I know that even during this free period, and we've seen other companies do this as well, you know, sometimes what you get is someone that has no commitment whatsoever. You know, there is nothing there that's going to affect their family. I mean, you know, we always – I don't kid about this, but – imagine if, you know, when you join the business, next thing you know, you get a call from someone at corporate or your sponsor, and he's got your child, and he's holding them out over a rooftop and says, hey, you need to get your 4 or 5 customers by tomorrow. If not, I'm going to drop him. You know, I mean, again, that's an example that's a little mind-blowing, but at the same point, think of how that would affect what you do. You know, you can let anybody stop you from your achieved goal of saving your son. It's secondary even. Yeah. Getting the customers is secondary.
Well, I mean, that's like that with almost any kind of business, too. I mean, and think about it. I mean, even jobs, somebody with a job, you know, if they have to, you know, get a certain quota in or they lose their job, guess what? They're going to get that done. You know, it just happens.
Do you think that people... Yeah, you think that that part of the reason they come in, I mean, listen, I love the fact that network marketing is a part-time business. You know, I don't have any issue with that at all. I believe that working even a couple hours a week, it's smart for anybody to do, and I think it's the wave of the future. But how do you get that commitment side, Bob? I mean, what do you think that key is? Is it just, you know, the way they're raised, if it's just their needs, or it's just that desire? I mean, is it all of it? I don't know. What is it?
You know, that's the question. I mean, if you think about it, and if you really think about it, everybody that's not in the position there that they want to be in financially, wouldn't you just jump at a chance in order to change that? Wouldn't you think that would be human nature? But it's not a lot of times, because I think basically people just don't think it will work for them. They just don't have that belief. You know, and when you don't have that belief, you know, like, it's a hard thing to come back from. Look, the times are different, Dave, than they've ever been right now. You know, people need to really start thinking, changing their viewpoints on how they look at things. Because it needs, I don't know, I get confused with this stuff on why people can't really, really say, I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to make it happen, because people can change.
Well, you know, someone was talking about, it was on Facebook. It was a great example. They were using the fact that Apple, on that day that they released for sales for the watch, I mean, it's sort of amazing. They took almost $1 billion worth of orders for that watch.
Wow.
You know, $1 billion. I mean, so if you take those numbers and think about the sheer magnitude of that, and yet you've got people that, you know, will spend the $400 for the phones, will buy the watch. You know, they'll spend $400, $500, $700 for that watch. And yet they're the same ones that you know, won't spend any money to start a part-time business, even though they're broke and even though they really need to. It always goes back to, like we talk about the casinos, right, where people want to do what they want to do, so you just got to change whatever their need is, and you've got to make it maybe a little bit more desperate. You know, a little bit more?
Well, I think so. I think that's real important when you're talking to people to be very direct, to be very, very direct, to see exactly.
A lot of people can't take that,
you know,
Bob.
Well, I know, but guess what? If they can't take it,
you don't care.
They're not going to be doing very well in this or any other network marketing business as far as that's concerned.
Well, you know, sometimes, too, it's just organization and what they're going to do. And, again, I'm thinking about not only the movie, but what they're doing. They're going up there in a spaceship. They're going to circle around, do things never been done before, because they've got to split the asteroid in half so it misses the Earth. I mean, that's pretty major, right? That's pretty critical. just a little bit, you know. But and there's no margin for error, you know. I mean, they showed exactly where it had to be done by that time. Otherwise, it wouldn't matter what they did. You know, I think too many times that somebody looks at the business and they don't break it down. I mean, I've always been a goal-oriented. I mean, since an early age, I drove my friends and parents crazy because, first off, they would say something to me and I get them to agree to it, whether it be like, if I raise half the money, you know, you'll provide the other half. And then I'm relentless because I get my half and then I go, come on, where is the other half? You know, but it's because I was willing to set short goals every day that I knew would add up into the big goal, you know. And maybe that's part of what we need to be teaching. We need to be teaching how to put together this team of people that everybody believes can't do what they're going to do, and you get them all inspired enough and invested in each other enough to know that, listen, I'm committed to you. It's not about me right now. It's committed to you and you and you and you and all of us together. Are just going to figure out all of our strengths and weaknesses and work in this unified team that nobody can stop, you know.
Well, that's the success formula for every business. Every business.
Well, so how do we break it down, Bob? You know, if you got someone and we're starting them up, how do you really break that down in a way that anybody can figure out? That's always the thing that perplexes me at time to time.
Well, I still think, Dave, and I keep it, I'm trying to keep it more simple, more simple, more simple, more simple. And the biggest thing is that I need to know exactly why somebody needs this to work for them. You know, I find that out up front. I find it out up front, and I really get in a big discussion about it. You know, and then at that point in time, then it's figuring out what they're going to do differently to make this work. In other words, how they're going to change their time structure. And I tell you, I'm finding the more people that you do that with, the more people,
yep,
they want to know what they have to do. You know, they want to know what they have to do. They want to know why they want to do it, and it gets them excited being able to get in touch with it. Most people don't get in touch with it. You know, somebody signs somebody up and kind of says, okay, here you go, and then on to the next one. But boy, when you start talking to people in detail, And when you really get a passion going with them on why it can work for them as well, you know, and how to do that, my gosh, I think that's so important.
Well, isn't that the fun part, Bob?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I enjoy talking. There's two sides to this. I mean, I love motivating people. I don't like to falsely motivate people. I like to give them some realistic, you know, goals to hit, and I'm there to sort of guide them along. I tell everybody, so listen, if you need somebody to make you accountable, I'm all in with that. But understand this, I'm relentless. When I commit to something, including making you accountable, you're going to feel the pain of it if you don't follow through. And if you're okay with that, great. But again, I'm doing it because I really know it. Some people, it's what they need to sort of get over the hump. And once they do, I won't need to be there for them anymore. You know, they'll pass through it on their own. I had this one guy up in Rochester, a great friend of mine that was having some issues. And I told him, I said, look, here's the deal. All I want you to do is at the end of every day, I want you to text me and say, I haven't done this. And I won't go into detail, but I haven't done any of this. And I'm going to expect that every day. And if I don't hear that one day, I'm going to contact you one time. The second time, we're probably just not going to talk. And I said, at the end of 30 days, I won't require you to do that, and we'll just chat occasionally. Well, you know what? It worked because he was committed to it. And if it started coming in late, I mean, I was texting him and saying, you know, what was our agreement? And sure enough, there was an email earlier that had done the same thing. He said he couldn't text, so he emailed me. But I think that making people accountable and caring about them is the only thing that makes network marketing work. Again, it's my humble opinion, but it's worked for me so far.
Well, also, you mentioned too, Dave, that there was that big communication factor. You know, that first 30 days, there was a huge communication factor. And I think that is critical in the business.
Well, yeah. And you know, another thing came up this week, and again, I just had such a great time out there traveling. I went all over the place. I've been to Rochester. I was up in the Adirondacks. I was in Saratoga, Lake George. Yeah, we even went up to one of the original Ticonderoga forts, you know, which was amazing just to see with my good friend Tim Boland, you know, top down. We had a great day, you know. But we got into a serious discussion, and the discussion was based on recruiting numbers from people. And, of course, everybody knows I don't like to recruit much. I really don't. I'd rather build a small team and make that team become big, right? But there are some people out there that recruit a lot of people. And I'm talking, you know, 50 to 200 people. And they put them all in. I said, well, that's okay. I said, but what I want you to look at all the time, before you start following somebody that recruits like crazy, understand what the team is about. You know, network marketing is not about necessarily being in sales. You know, it's about knowing the skill set to bring people in based on whatever their whys are. But I said, what you got to look at the person that's talking about all this stuff, and where is his team? Have people on his team that you know that have success? Have people on his team show up at events? Or does he seem to be a little bit of a lone wolf, even though the big numbers? And if that's the case, you got to be careful. Because unless you're good at sales and unless you're good at closing people, you're never going to really make any long-term money, especially when you want to get to the point like I did where my health, you know, just kicked my butt, but I didn't have to really work and my residual kept growing. And it's because of the team.
Well, what do we talk about with the power of one, Dave? And that's just bringing only one person a month in, but properly getting them focused and structured and tuned in to the system. You know, and so that can be duplicated and duplicated and duplicated, and that's just one who gets one, and that's the biggest thing, and that's where that communication, that's where that training, all of that, and you staying with that person, and so they understand they have that helpline sitting right there for them.
Well, I think that's why, you know, when Rob and I developed that 5-2-6 booklet, I think the reason I like that so much is I felt that everybody who was in that booklet, you were committed to each other. You know,
right.
and it wasn't a case where, oh, I've got a superstar now, so I'm going to forget all of you. You know, I think it happens a little bit too much. Again, long-term momentum occurs, but long-term is where this business is. You know, I could start Ambit fresh today, Bob, and I would still do it exactly as I did it. Would I have the same growth? I have no idea. But I know I'd have a solid team.
Absolutely. You know, and that's the thing that you just said about that team mentality. You know, and staying with that team and working with them constantly. It's a huge, huge thing. And I agree with you 100% on that.
Well, maybe we should have everybody go to the movies. You know, they should join as a group. And then the first thing they do is, you know, you become an RC, and all those people that promoted you RC, take them to the movies. Pick a good one. And then when you come out with it, just analyze what you saw, right?
Well, that's true. And you're talking about the fact that, you know, geez, all of a sudden you got a hold of this superstar, you know, but what's keeping everyone from being a superstar? Do you ever think about that? I mean, really, if you're just talking about one a month and then plugging them into the system and communicating, every individual can be a superstar, because if you run the numbers don't lie. It's math. You know,
that's
an interesting thing. They talk about superstars. Everyone has that potential if they would just have some faith and some belief.
Well, you know, and you're right. I think that a superstar, there's a definition a lot of different ways. I know that sometimes you always hear about that one person that is the one who's being promoted for month after month after month. And, oh, my gosh, it's like my buddy Tim Bolin. You know, forever, they kept hearing to the point that I had to tell Tim, I said, Tim, please, you're not a legend. Okay, I know you think you are. I know, you know, you hear it over and over and over and over. I said, but Tim, you know what you are? I said, you're somebody that's blessed because you went out there and you brought in Ari and Barb, who led us to hundreds of incredible people. And I said, but everybody makes a piece of that up. So taking too much credit, and he wasn't doing that. He's a very humble guy, but taking too much credit, like, you know, oh, my gosh, I can't believe what you've done, that hurts your team, because then all of a sudden the team starts to feel like, wait, I thought I was part of this puzzle. You know, and now I feel like I'm just a tiny piece of it, you know. So, I love to recognize
that. And they also think they have to find that pearl, that wild person, in order to be successful in this business, and that's not true. You know,
they
just have
huge,
to decide.
Yeah, they want that huge run-up, you know. They want to have suddenly, oh, he brought in 200 people. And I said, well, no, actually he didn't. He brought in two people, and they brought in three people, and they brought in two people, and they brought in, and that's what gets lost sometimes.
Yeah, it does.
I know you don't do it. I mean, you're the one of the most humble people out there when it comes to taking or giving credit and taking credit. You know, when it comes to taking credit, it's always like, well, you know, I just work hard, right? I just work hard, and I help a lot of people, and I just work hard, you know? I mean, that's not a bad way to be.
Well, you know, and anybody that's done any good in this business, you know, in a particular business or any networking-based business, it's all because of the people that are within their business. It's never about them. You know, and a lot of times people get caught up and take credit where that credit's not deserved. You know, I have scores of people in my business, and you do too, that we're in our position because of them.
No question. Yep. No question. Well, it was funny. I'm sitting there with Charlie at his marina, and it was fun being there. You know, I was waiting for him to pitch me a boat, and I was going to say, well, Bob just sold his, so come on, let's get him one first. But I'm sitting there, we're talking about some of the things they're doing at the marina, and he's talking about his movie night. See, he fits right in. He does a movie night there for people out in the marina. It was really pretty cool. But, you know, he was saying one thing, and he was talking to his team, and he said, he goes, you know, one thing I really enjoyed so much about Dave is from the beginning, first off, we talked about business, which is true. That's how my mind works. But what he was talking about more than that, he goes, you know, he said one thing, and he said from day one he wanted to become obsolete with every new team that he's part of. And Charlie's there laughing, and he said, Dave, can you explain that? And I just said, well, I want to become obsolete. What part of that can't you figure out? And he goes, come on, give me some details. And first thing I said was, well, tune into the radio show. Maybe we'll talk about it, you know. But the reality, what I was talking about is from the beginning I start with somebody, my idea is to turn over the reins, you know, to teach them how to do things and become more independent, how to run their own business. And that way I could do like I did and just do a 1,000-mile road tour where I went around and saw a bunch of friends, had a good time, sort of got myself, you know, lively for the spring and for the summer, you know. But I couldn't have done that if I didn't make myself obsolete, you know. So I think I'd see you got the same mindset too, Bob. So mine's a little bit more obsolete-ish, but you're pretty close.
Well, you know, like I mentioned the last time I did training, in fact, I think it was, I can't remember where it was in Scranton or if it was out in Marlboro, but I said, you know, I'm in this business part-time, I'll always do it part-time. I love part-time, you know. And
exactly.
Especially when you start, to, you know, equating to how you're doing in this business after you've developed a mature business and what that equates to in dollars and cents. I love that.
Oh, you love that part.
Thing. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you love it when you ask me how many hours did I put in this last month and I got my residual. And again, you know, it's a nice chunk, you know. It's a nice hourly wage. But
yeah,
you know what, you get even corporate, you know, smart corporate will tell you things like they want that to happen. You know, they want you to go out there and enjoy this business and enjoy your family. And if you could start from, I mean, if everybody had a guaranteed, imagine this, think about this. If you sat down and brought a new person in, you said, look, I'm going to work with you for the next 30 days. I'm going to make you accountable to me for the next 30 days. But we're going to get you on the right path. You know, we're going to get you putting your team together right. We're going to get you taking them to the movies, having wings, enjoying each other's company. And then 3 years from now, you're going to be able to reduce your hours, even in your part-time business, but make three times as much money. So you're going to be able to do it in reverse. You're going to be able to cut back on your hours. So when you get to year five, like I have, you can cut down to a minimum amount of hours and yet still have more money than what you made, you know, ever in your business.
And still help. Because
still
that will show other people that it's so doable, you know?
Yeah. I don't think there's any reason why we couldn't do that with people. I know we talked about it on the show earlier about, you know, working through some people, but, you know, the problem, honestly, to all of our listeners, God, boy, it started to become a lot of work. And again, I'm focused on getting healthy, and then we do this show just, you know, one day a week. That's going to change, and I'll talk to everybody and Bob about that later. But before we forget, since we're actually whizzing through the show already, we're coming up on your spot here, Mr. Granger, and it's sort of amazing. When I think you told me the letter was letter V. Is that what it is?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Wow.
Yes, it is. I've been doing well and remembering where I was.
I'm going to say, what's the total amount? I mean, letter V, how many letters is that into the alphabet? 20 what?
Oh, I didn't figure it. I don't know. It's a lot. Well, let me see. We have... I'd have to work it out.
Okay, well, I was just surprised that we already got that far in the alphabet. But I'm going to go ahead and do your intro, and then I can't wait to hear, because I know you haven't said anything to me today about what it's going to be.
Okay.
With the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high-o silver.
So all of us, let's welcome our very own Lone Granger.
Well, thank you, Dave. You know, and hello, everybody, this evening. You know, we're getting down to the bottom part of the alphabet in our success climb. You know, that climb up that success ladder. Like I say, you always have to remember your ABCs. The letter this week is V. Last week it was you, you know, and that was, remember, if you remember, that was understand yourself in order to better understand others, all right? And V was, I have to tell you, V was a little bit tricky. You know, I had a little bit of difficulty with it. You know, I started thinking, okay, vigilant, you know, like observant, you know, attentive. I thought that was good, you know, and then I thought, how about validity, you know? You know, the soundness of what you're doing, effectiveness and things like this. But then I thought, you know, the thing about the climb up the ladder, it's slow and tedious. So I thought, V, how about this? How about visualize it. Visualize your success. Visualize it. You know, because it's a mindset in life, and life in general is a mindset, you know, half full, half empty, all that stuff. And many people start this business, or any business, any network business, a lot of times, and they just don't know if it's going to work for them. So you must visualize it. And as you climb that success ladder, you know, you keep visualizing exactly where you need to be. You have those reasons in front of you, and you visualize it, and you get that belief going. Because and that will erase the fact that you think it might not work for you. If you will visualize this and visualize it and visualize it, you know what? You will be on your way up that ladder. You know, and so that's what I had tonight, Dave, for V, but visualize it.
Well, that's good. You know, it's sort of like the vision board idea, right? I mean, you've got to I do agree with that. I mean, I'm looking at some new cars, like I told you before, and I am visualizing not only the way they look, but how they drive and the sound of the engine and the sun coming down and me screaming off our road trip. So visualization is key to this business. It's key to anything.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah, absolutely.
You only have a few more letters there, Bob, left. That's it.
I know, and then we'll have to figure out exactly what we're going to do.
Well, I'm sure we'll do that right before the show. You know, it'll be, we're
probably
ready. We had Z the week before, and it's like, okay, what are we going to do? Well, let's do Z for zebra again. Let's do it one more time. They won't notice. It's okay. You know, we get calls from people all the time. They say, well, you know, it's really fun after the show. I mean, we love when everybody makes comments. Listen, whether negative or positive, we don't really care which. We just love the comments because, again, our whole goal from this show was nothing more than to sort of do what we're doing, right, Bob? I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't want to get fancy. We're just hoping that you picked up one thing.
Well, we always try to say something. Just saying something that will help some. That's it. That's all we're looking for.
Well, you know, I think we've accomplished in it and have fun. Well, like I say, it's fairly close to the conversations you and I have. It's fairly close. You know, we hold back on a couple things, you know. Well, fairly, you know.
Yeah.
We may have one of those episodes where we really go, you know, hardcore Bob and Dave conversations, and that might be, though, at like 11 p.m., you know, Eastern Standard Time or Eastern Sheep Time, right?
Yeah, that we might have to think about that before we actually move forward with that.
Because each show is archived and recorded, and that's one thing too. I want to tell everybody is that, you know, if you're just a new listener, and by the way, last week we were just shy by 43, I think the number they told me, of 3,000. So every week it jumps a little bit more. I'm amazed by it, but. If you're a new listener and you want to hear how far we either have grown or have gone more infantile, I don't know which, you know, but you can listen from the first show on is available in the archive from 2blacksheepradio.com. So, you know, go there and listen. We are going to start opening the mics up again. You know, I'm trying to get an engineer in place so that someone can handle all that. Because believe me, on Thursdays, my life is a little bit crazy. But, you know, as long as Bob keeps me supplied in scotch, I seem to be doing good. So it works, Bob.
Hey, you know that I'm good for that.
Well, yeah, you owe me one more bottle already. So I'll probably pick it up from you next week. So we'll see. I'm going to run into you next week, I'm sure. I've already got the urge to pack up and leave again. So that's how I do. That's how it works. You know,
looking forward to it.
We work on it. You know, I got one more clip I want to do, and this isn't from Armageddon, but Bob, you remember the movie Miracle?
Oh yeah, that's one of my favorites.
The hockey team, it was unbelievable, right?
Yeah.
What year? That was 1980, wasn't it? Was it 80?
Yeah. Yep. Unbelievable.
You know, at that time, I actually was working at a color lab in Rochester, New York, and one of the guys who was, you know, working there was lives up in Saranac Lake, right up by Lake Placid. And I remember he went up and he went to that. And I remember when he came back, he was almost like a mini celebrity at the lab just because everybody just wanted to hear the stories. And then it was 5 years? I think 5 or 6 years later, I'm down in Barbados, right? And I was down there for a couple weeks just enjoying myself like crazy. And I got to meet somebody. And a lot of fun. He was from Lake Placid, and his girlfriend was on the luge team for the Olympics in Canada. And we had just a wonderful time with them. Well, as we're talking, he was talking about that event, that, you know, the miracle, about what happened there. And he goes, yeah, he said, you know, he goes, that was really great. He said, but you know what's really great? And I said, what's that? And he goes, I put together the Jamaican bobsled team. You know, remember the movie Cool Runnings?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he was the one that helped put that together. And he said it was done as a publicity stunt at first, he said. But, you know, that Olympics, he said, was just magical. He said, we don't know why. It's just everything was just different. And sometimes there's a miracle in the working, and we don't know it. But, you know, this is a great clip. I think I added just a small section of it. But I think it'll be a great way to just sort of get your mindset in. And then we'll finish up and close out. But I want to make sure I play this one because I had it ready for the last couple ones. And it's a good one. So listen up.
Look, I can give you all a load of crap about how you're a better team than they are, but that's exactly what it would be. And everyone in this room knows what people are saying about our chances. I know it. You know it. But I also know there is a way to stay with this team. You don't defend them. You attack them. You take their game and you shove it right back in their face. The team that is finally willing to do this is the team that has a chance to put them down. NHL won't change their game. We will. The rest of the world is afraid of them. Boys, we won't be. No one has ever worked hard enough to skate with the Soviet team for an entire game. Gentlemen, we are going to work hard enough.
See, what he's talking about is, look what happens with a team. And again, I'm going to relate this to when you put together a team, sometimes it feels like a miracle when you have a group that really just gels together. And it doesn't come along all the time, but when it does, you got to recognize. I had that in not only in my Rochester team, but definitely in my New Jersey team, to the point now that all of them, they just want to get together and have a welcome to the summer party because they all really like each other.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Yeah.
You know, I have that in Ithaca. I have it in Binghamton.
Sure.
You know, it's starting to happen out in Mass. You know, and, you know, it's exciting times.
Well, I think, you know, so much of that, Bob, is because, you know, like when you go there, you know, the excitement level bounces up a little bit because, you know, well, the incredible Bob Granger's there. But, you know, the real reason is they just know that you're somebody that really is listening to what they're saying. You know, and sometimes people need that additional guidance. And if we can give a little bit of that back, well, boy, what a home run for everybody.
Yeah. And that's one of the things, too. And in fact, one of my weaknesses, Dave, is that I feel that I don't, you know, take care of my team good enough, you know, because it's just one of those things. It's just hours in a day, and that's one of my, you know, that's one of my focuses now is to do a better job with the people that warrant it. I mean, I have some tremendous, wonderful people in my business. They're just so wonderful.
Well, you know, Bob, see, you take that to heart. So, you know, you do gauge yourself on other people's success. So if you feel like you're not giving enough, and you're probably giving three times more than anybody, but in your own heart, you're not giving enough. Well, that's sort of like the person who crams for the test, for the paper. And someone said, but you already know it all. And they go, well, I'm just not really sure. I'm just going to modify. I'm just going to learn a little more. And I always said, that's that difference between being great and being, you know, off the charts incredible, is that difference where you push yourself almost into a panic state because you want to make sure you're doing all that you can. But, you know, for a leader, you have people on your team, they look up to you. Now, that's major. That may be that difference from, you know, just being average for them and being a superstar that, you know, that we talk about, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Everybody's got that potential. I believe that. Mm-hmm. Being a superstar.
I do, too.
I honestly do.
Yep. I do, too. And I believe strongly that network marketing allows that to occur more than you're ever going to have in a standard business. In a standard company, especially corporate companies, you're going to have certain personality traits just to weave through all the political mess. You know, but with network marketing, you just put together a solid team and support people, and you're going to get a mix of everything. And since we're all independent, yet we work together, it's a pretty powerful machine that just can't be stopped in most cases.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's for sure. And that's when it gets exciting, too.
I agree. Well, another excitement thing is next week we have no idea what we're going to do on the show, you know, but I'm sure we'll figure it out. I'll try to give you a little bit of notice, Bob. I hope to see you this week, you know, for more than the 3 seconds as you walk by the hall, sneaking out to sneak away, you know, leave on your own, you know. But I'm sure we'll see. But, you know, we had another great evening tonight. Again, we're way past our time, so it's amazing how quickly that runs up on us. But I appreciate that. I'm going to do the little close. It's a great clip. Again, it's from Armageddon. But I want you to think about if this was the president speaking, how would this make you feel? And then we'll see everybody next week. Do you want to say goodbye, Bob?
Goodbye.
That's it? Okay, there you go.
That's part of life. But you only learn that when you start losing stuff. You find out life's this game.
Well, I just had to stop it for a second because I'll tell you, I'm a little brain dead. I already did the president's speech earlier in the beginning. This is a close, and this is from the movie Any Given Sunday. Remember that one with Al Pacino? You know?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You'll like this, but believe me, I edited a few sections of it to make it all, you know, fit for our show. But everybody enjoy yourself, listen up, and then we'll see everybody next week.
That's part of life. But you only learn that when you start losing stuff. You find out life's this game of inches. So is football. Because in either game, life or football, the margin for error is so small. I mean, one half a step too late or too early, and you don't quite make it. One half second too slow, too fast, you don't quite catch it. The inches we need are everywhere around us. They're in every break of the game, every minute, every second. On this team, we fight for that inch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that inch. We claw with our fingernails for that inch. Because we know when we add up all those inches, that's going to make the difference between winning and losing.
Well, thanks, everybody, for spending another evening with Bob Granger, myself. We really do appreciate it. Make sure you go to the website at twoblacksheepradio.com. Every single episode from the very first one is available. Make sure you get your team on. Make sure you have fun this week. And above all, remember this. Being a black sheep, it's not a bad thing. It just makes us a little bit more unique. We'll see you all later. Bye-bye.